All right. There we go. If you could just state your name.
You know my name. I just told you it like 5 minutes ago.
I know. I just need you to say it again so it's on record.
You a cop? Because you have to tell me if you're a cop if I ask.
What? No.
It's the law.
Okay, that is not the law. And I hope you don't go out the rest of your life believing that. You know, that's not important. Just say your name.
Oh, okay. Name's Jesse. My friends call me Uncle Jay. I moved out here once my sister died to be closer to my three nieces and help raise them. But I wasn't alone. I had my TV personality brother-in-law and his best friend.
None of this is
he
true.
Was a pretty big cut-up.
Okay, I get it.
We had some good times and, we had some hard times and we learned some lessons. But overall...
Kevin! Look, I'm not a cop, okay? You called us for this interview, remember? To tell us about your findings. And we, at the Gator Gazette, think you made some very fascinating points, Kevin. But I'm just going to need to make sure every detail is correct and on record. It ensures that everything we report is the truth.
The truth?
Yes, I report the truth.
Well then, Mr. Hunt, is it? The truth, huh? Then may I suggest, before asking me anything, maybe you should be asking yourself, just how deep are you willing to dig to find this truth? And when you knock on its door, are you prepared for what answers on the other side? Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Hold on a second. Hey, Carl! Can you put down that goddamn violin for like 5 seconds? I'm trying to get interviewed in here.
It's a cello, you dork. And why don't you stop parking your van in front of my mom's house?
I hate that fucking kid. Anyway, where was I? Oh, right. The truth. Will you be ready to accept it for what it really is?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Mr. Hunt. Let's get started. My name is Kevin Weathers, and I hunt cryptids. Well, that's my story. Any questions?
Wait, that's it?
What do you mean?
Well, all you've said is that your name is Kevin and that you hunt cryptids. About 10 seconds ago.
Oh, right. Well, Mr. Hunt.
Please, call me Taylor.
You got it, Tay. Unfortunately, this Picasso is not something I could paint with words. You're gonna have to see it for yourself. Which is why I invited you here, T-Money. To Yeti headquarters.
Oh, of course. So this van that you live in has a name.
Not only that, it's also equipped with the latest technological advances in cryptozoology discovery.
Like that bumper sticker on your fender that reads, "What's crackin' lackin'?"
Yeah. Look, Tayworm, we could chit the shit all day about my hilarious stickers or why your weird-looking eyes bother me, but we're losing daylight, so I'm gonna need you to go ahead and buckle up. Because we got a pretty hefty drive ahead of us.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about?
Look at her ticket. Sarasota County's like 7 hours away.
No, I mean I'm not going anywhere with you. That was never part of the agreement.
Oh. Okay. Well then, I think we're done here. It's okay, kuna matata. No, I'll help you out of here. The child lock's stuck, so I have to open the door from the outside.
Whoa, wait. Please. Look. It's really important to me that we get this. Okay, I can't go back empty-handed. So can we just conduct the interview here? It won't take long, I promise.
No. You're not going to believe anything I tell you. I need to show you.
Oh, so we're just going to go out into the forest and you're going to introduce me to Bigfoot. Come on, what are you possibly going to show me?
I'm going to show you everything. That son of a bitch. Brought the whole band out. Damn it, Carl! Shut the fuck up, you nerd!
Didn't my dad tell you to stop talking to me?
Fine.
Fine?
Fine. I'll go with you, if that's the only way.
I knew you'd come around. And down the jackalope hole we go.
Alright. My turn.
So I spy, with my regular looking eyes, something green.
You know, you are unbelievable.
Just trying to pass the time, man.
Well, then we should go over some of the questions for the interview.
Boring! Your dumb questions are so boring. Even Lance thinks so.
Lance?
Lance, my intern. He's in the back.
Yeah, your questions are kind of boring.
Holy shit, there's another guy in here!
Yeah, Lance, my intern, who rides in the back. Don't worry, he's bungeed in. Super safe.
Yeah, I'm
That's enough out of you, Lance. Kids these days, so hungry for experience. He usually hangs back here at HQ when I'm out in the field.
And exactly how many cryptids have you actually caught on the field?
Well, caught's a funny word.
So you've never actually caught one?
Correct. But it's also just a funny word. Like if you say it enough times, caught. 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 Caught.
Well,
caught. Caught.
Then why do it? Why are you hunting creatures that don't exist?
Excuse me? Sure. Maybe cryptids don't exist in the eyes of your lamestream science, but street science says otherwise. Do you really think that when the Silver Bridge collapsed in 1967, Mothman had nothing to do with it? That goddamn jabroni is still laughing about it to this day. While you sit here in my headquarters and tell me, the freaking me, that these creatures don't exist? Look, man. What I'm about to show you would make Keanu wish he had taken the blue pill. So sit back, relax, and in no time, you'll be seeing the truth for yourself, and you'll be wondering how you ever thought Bigfoot was a hoax.
Yeah!
Great, Taylor. Now you got Lance all riled up.
We have arrived at our destination.
And we're stopped. Again. What are you doing? You said this place is another 80 miles away.
Just making a quick pit stop. Here, put this jumpsuit on. It's your disguise.
Disguise? Why would I need this? We're in the middle of nowhere.
There's been some reports of crypto activity out here on one of the ranches. I think it's the Ozark Howler, so I set up a meeting with the owner. We're just gonna check it out real quick.
Okay, well, first, no. This looks ridiculous. Second, you can't just say words like that. I have no idea what they mean.
You serious? You don't know the Howler? And you've been working for the Gazette for how long? All right, you know what? Let me just dumb it down for you a bit. Basically, your typical Class A Howler is like a bear with horns mixed with a cat that looks like a wolf. Never mind. All you need to know is that there's one harassing this poor old man. So put the damn suit on.
Whoa, okay. Put the suit on.
Hey, Kev, you think I can come out on this one?
Ooh, sorry, buddy. Gave the last suit to Tay Fresh.
But when I bought them, you said I'd be the one rolling out with you.
Lance, I just don't know what to tell you. There are three of us, two jumpsuits, one intern. Do I even need to do the math? That jumpsuit looks great on you.
It's like three sizes too small.
Yeah, it's a European cut. It was a little pricey, but what you're really paying for is the fit. Whoa. Don't rip those tags off. Just stuff them in your pocket. There you go. Still not sure if I want it, you know? Now come on, follow my lead. It's the next ranch over.
Log, June 8th, it's quarter past noon. We've been on the road for about 3 hours now, and good news, I'm now looking forward to my future eternity in hell. I mean, the majority of the ride has been Kevin giving me his theories for what the bottom half of Wilson from Home Improvement's face looks like. Or, according to Kevin, if it even exists, there's a kid held down by bungees in the back of the van. And to top it off, he's been blasting Jock Jams 8 through blown-out speakers on infinite repeat this whole time. He says the CD's stuck in there, but when he went for gas, I checked. He's lying. Oh, and he's answered zero of my interview questions. And now, here we are, walking up to a shack in the middle of nowhere, boarded up windows and a sea of empty shotgun shells for a lawn. This is comforting.
Hey, put a little pep in that step, Tay. We're almost there. It's go time.
Hello? Hello? I'm looking for a General Jefferson Burbank.
State your purpose.
It's Kevin and Taylor from Chupagombra, America's number one crypto exterminators. We hear you've been having some problems.
Well then, at ease, gentlemen. You came to the right place. Some outback's been getting my chickens all worked up. Can't watch my goddang stories under all that clucking. Think it's one of those crypto-sapien things out there trying to break into my coop. You see? It's deafening. Can't hear shit. And bingo night's tonight, so you know everyone's gonna be talking about the latest Game of Thrones episode. And I still haven't seen it.
But there's only 3 episodes left in this season. This is worse than I imagined.
Well, since y'all are the expert on these creatures, I'll allow you onto my premises. I only have one rule. Real simple. If you touch anything that ain't yours, shoot your fucking hands off. It especially applies to your friend with those weird looking eyes. What you looking at, boy?
Who? Me? I'm not looking at anything, sir.
Good. Let's keep it that way. Your earlobes look nice.
Excuse me?
The coop's out back. Go catch that son of a bitch. By the way, I have 7 punji pits out there. This map will guide you around them.
I only see 4 pits marked on this map.
Oh, yeah. I forget where the other ones are. Or if the marks are the safe zones, there might be more than 7. You'll figure it out.
Hey, Kev. I think our maps are different. Mine just leads back to the house for a tickle party in the general's bedroom.
Taylor, please. Look at these chickens. Notice something a little unusual about them?
Well, yeah. They're all soaking wet.
Precisely. Drool. Ozark howler drool. It's so obvious. The howler has been climbing to the top of the coop and salivating all over these delicious chickens while trying to break in.
Sure. You know what? It kind of just looks like someone just took a hose to them, though, right? Or maybe the sprinkler system's been going off. I mean, that could explain the commotion.
And that's why you're not the one getting an article written about you. I know Ozark drool when I sees it. Now be my lookout. I'm gonna climb up there and recreate what the howler is doing. It's the best way to get into the mind of a monster.
You know, I don't really think that's necessary, and there he goes.
Yep, just as I suspected. The chickens look tasty as fuck from up here.
Kevin! The sprinklers are going haywire! You gotta get off of there!
I'm trying! Oh shit! This coop's not gonna hold!
Damn it, Kevin! All the chickens are escaping!
At least we know where all the punji pits are now.
Can we please just get the fuck out of here?
Good thinking. That general's gonna kill us when he sees his coop. Shit.
Not so fast, cutie pie. You destroyed my coop and killed all my precious chickens. On top of that, I've just been informed by the Crypto Business Bureau that Chupagombra don't even exist.
Fucking CBB.
So before I kill you, won't you tell me who you really are? Where the hell were you for that tickle party?
Sir, please put the gun down. There's no need for this. Alright, I mean, we solved your problem. It was the sprinklers the whole time. They've been going off and soaking all of your
chicken. Shut up and answer the question. I still want you.
What?
I can answer that for you.
Lance?
Lance?
Huh? Who the hell are you?
My name is Lance. But more importantly, I'm one of those people who's read all of the Game of Thrones books already. So I know everything that has and will happen on that show. And I hate to spoil your fun, but...
You wouldn't. Nobody's that heartless.
Yeah, Lance. Think about what you're doing.
Yeah, listen to your friend. If you spoil the show for me, you're spoiling it for them too.
Well, that's an unfortunate consequence that I'm going to have to take. Just like when the Lannisters took...
Oh, stop it! Oh, God, no, swear to God, I will fire you. You cocking it with me.
What are you talking about? I just stopped this man from shooting you guys. Look. I even snagged his gun when he wasn't looking. I don't understand. You're safe.
Get back in the van.
Lance?
But...
Lance!
Fine.
Ah, that's more like it. Taylor, Kevin, you two are all right in my book. Why don't you guys come inside and I'll fix you a little snack for the road. It'll be great.
You know, we'd love to, but
that sounds delightful. We're in.
Good thing he snagged my gun when he did. I was about to shoot him right in his tummy. Hope your boys are hungry. We made up a nice batch of General Tso's chicken.
Mm, General, this chicken is money. Thanks for the first class ticket to Flavortown, brother.
Yep, old family recipe. Not my family. Family of some guy I killed. Took his recipe book.
And now we all win. Isn't life beautiful?
Hey, yo, why don't you let me cut that chicken for you?
I can cut my own food.
Oh, nonsense. You're my guest.
But do your arms have to be wrapped around me like this?
Yes.
Thanks again, General. We'll see you next time.
Oh, you boys are welcome over anytime. Put my dirty underoos in your bag, Taylor. Have a good trip.
Wait, what?
HQ, how far away is Sarasota County?
It is 80 miles, Master Weathers.
Excellent. We can make it before nightfall.
Hey, guys. I think I need to go to the hospital. I fell into a punji pit.
Shut up, Lance. Jeez. Why don't you go read about a hospital in a goddamn book?